The Omaha Symphonic Chorus has been around since 1946. It was founded as the Apollo Club by the UNO Dean of the School of Music at that time, and about 50 years ago it changed name. Sue Molnar, president of the board of the Omaha Symphonic Chorus, says, "People often think that this chorus and the Omaha Symphony are related organizations, but it is only a similarity of their names." Molnar also sings at the choir.
We produce all of our own concerts. We do all of the management. And it is an audition group of about 70 to 90 singers, and we produce 4 concerts per year.
The board is comprised of 16 volunteers who manage everything in order for the choir to do these concerts.
There's quite a lot to it. It seems as though a choir would just stand up and sing, but there is quite a lot to the administration and the fundraising and the production.
Tom Wheeler is vice president of the board of directors, and he also sings there too. He believes this choir has been around for a long time because many of its members have just a deep passion for music. Some members had been there for decades.
And while we always look to reach out to new folks, younger folks, to get them to bring them in, we also have a pretty strong core of people who have been involved with the chorus for 10, 15, 20, 25 years or more. It's a fun group. And a lot of people find fun and enjoyment and therapy.
Because rehearsals are only once a week and all the work that it takes to get all members musically up to speed, 4 main concerts per year is what they are comfortable with producing. But the choir does some other smaller performances in town. The most popular concert is Christmas at the Cathedral every December.
And that has been a 27-year collaboration with the Omaha Symphony because the chorus hires the symphony to accompany us, anywhere from 25 to 45 instrumentalists, along with 70 to 85 singers, filling the beautiful St. Cecilia Cathedral with music and the sounds of Christmas.
Even though all members volunteer, the chorus needs funds to keep producing the concerts and pay the artistic director, the only paid position in the choir. Often they hold fundraisers, like the one coming up on Saturday, July 15, at the Sons of Italy Hall near downtown Omaha. It is a gala and action to support the next season. The 4 main concerts are in October, December, March, and May, but the work for administrators goes all year round.
We're still submitting for grants, you know, going out and soliciting donations. We send out mailers a couple of times a year just to see if they would like to continue with that activity. Yeah, we're looking to go out and basically meet and greet and talk with people, take people to lunch and say, you know, we might be interested in supporting us. We do good work. It's a community glue type of activity kind of thing.
For more information about the concerts and the fundraiser gala in action coming up on July 15, you can visit omahasymphonicchorus.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.